During the fatal Amtrak derailment in May of 2015, federal investigators found that the train had sped to over 100 miles per hour as it went around a bend in Frankfurt, sending it tumbling off the tracks. Brandon Bastian, who was 32 years old at the time, was eventually charged with 8 counts of involuntary manslaughter and 246 counts of reckless endangerment after a preliminary report concluded that he showed what was called a loss of situational awareness as the engineer. Charges against Bastian were dropped at the initial trial in 2017, but were reinstated by the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office in 2018. However, with charges against Bastian again being dropped at this preliminary hearing, his attorney, Brian McMonagle, says it's time for the state AG to let it go.
There's no good reason in the world for this not to end. The district attorney's office 2 years ago decided there was no crime. The Department of Justice decided there was no crime. Two judges have now decided that there was no crime here. You know, good people sometimes have accidents.
McMonagle says people forget that someone throwing rocks at the train and the lack of speed controlling technology on the turn also contributed to the crash. The state has until mid-August to appeal the decision. Dan Wing, KYW News Radio.